Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is John 1, 5 to 9. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 1, verse 5 to 9. The light shines in the darkness and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. My theme for reflection is when the light refuses to be switched off. When the light refuses to be switched off. We have all had that moment of fumbling for a light switch in an unfamiliar room, convinced it must be there somewhere, only to discover we were standing in the wrong place all along. John 1, 5 to 9 speaks into that human experience with both realism and hope. It names the darkness honestly, but it also announces something decisive. The light has already been turned on. John's problem is not simply that the world is dark, but that darkness has become normal. Humanity has learned to navigate shadows, to explain them away, even to prefer them. Darkness here is not the absence of intelligence or culture. It is the distortion of relationship with God. Sin clouds perception, bends desire, and makes us mistake partial light for the real thing. Into this condition, John declares, the light shines, and the darkness has not overcome it. The verb is important. The light keeps shining. Darkness resists, but it does not win. The resolution to the problem is not an idea, a philosophy, or a moral system. It is a person. The light is not something Jesus brings. It is who he is. John identifies him as the true light that enlightens everyone. This does not mean all automatically believe, but that no one is left untouched. Christ illuminates reality itself, showing us who God is, who we are, and where life is found. Even rejection happens in the presence of light. The tragedy is not ignorance, but refusal. John carefully introduces John the Baptist to make this point clearer. John was not the light, but a witness to it. Darkness is not overcome by shouting at it, but by pointing beyond ourselves. The church, like John the Baptist, does not generate light, it reflects it. When believers confuse their own importance with Christ's radiance, shadows multiply. When they bear humble witness, light spreads. Scripture has always told this story. Long before John's gospel, Isaiah proclaimed, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shone." Isaiah 9 verse 2. What was promised poetically in Israel's hope is declared boldly in Christ's coming. Creation itself began this way. God did not negotiate with darkness. He spoke light into being. Genesis 1:3. John's gospel echoes that first word of creation and insists that a new creation has begun in Christ. Dietrich Bonhoeffer captured the cost and clarity of this truth when he wrote, "The light that shines in the darkness is the light of obedience. To walk in the light is not merely to admire it, but to move toward it, to allow it to expose, heal, and guide us. Fellowship with God is not claimed in words alone. It is practiced by living truthfully before Him. For Christian people today, this passage offers both comfort and calling. Comfort because darkness does not get the final word. Calling because those who have seen the light are invited to live differently, less hidden, more honest, more hopeful. We do not deny the light, but we refuse to believe it is ultimate. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in my life am I adjusting to darkness instead of stepping into Christ's light? Number two, how might my words or actions quietly point others to the light rather than to myself? Now, our practical exercise for the day. Choose one area of hiddenness, fear, resentment, or unconfessed struggle, and bring it honestly before God in prayer, asking for the courage to walk in the light. Light of the world, you shine where we least expect it and persist when we would rather hide. Expose what needs healing, illuminate what needs direction, and make us faithful witnesses to your grace. May we walk as children of light for your glory and the life of the world. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.